I'm Tom Martin, and this is Eastern Standard, a broadcast service of Eastern Kentucky University, produced with the support of 1, the All-Tech Ideas Conference, and Dynamics Productions. This is a special week here at Eastern Standard and WEKU. It's the week when you have an opportunity to hop aboard and come along for a ride on this public radio freight train. More on why I call it that in just a moment when we're joined by WEKU General Manager Mike Savage. But first, we'd like to offer you something. We'd like to offer you an opportunity to sit in on a production of Eastern Standard. Come see how the many, many moving parts of this show come together every week to produce a fresh, unique hour focused on the life and times of the people of Central and Eastern Kentucky. If you're interested, be one of 5 current sustainers who increase their monthly gift by $25 a month and or a new member pledging $25 a month or higher, and we'll put your name on a pair of reserved seats in the studio for a future Eastern Standard production session. You're going to be surprised to find out how this whole thing works. Our executive producer and WEKU GM Mike Savage is right here to bring us up to date on all of the things that have been happening at the station. And Mike, when we last heard from you, you had just arrived. That was then. This is now. A lot of time has gone by. And there have been a lot of good things happening in the meantime. And first, about that freight train analogy I mentioned. What's going on there?
Well, the good news, Tom, is WEKU is at full power for the first time in 4 years. And that's significant for the station and the community, because the community has put up with the station being at low power for so long. Lightning struck our WEKH hazard transmitter 4 years ago, took that off the air. We were able to get that replaced. And then WEKU, our main signal at 88.9 FM, the transmitter there failed. And that transmitter had to kind of limp along on low power. So listeners in Frankfort, in Richmond, in Lexington were getting 5% of the power of the station. Instead of 50,000 watts, it was broadcasting at about 2,500 watts. So it was a much smaller coverage area, and that was frustrating for management, for the university, for listeners. But the good news is, you know, starting this month, starting in March, we're full power everywhere. We're full power at 88.9 FM, full power at WEKH in Hazard. Of course, we got that transmitter replaced a couple of years ago. And it's just nice to be back at full power. And I'm sure listeners appreciate that as well.
You know, you mentioned our other towers, our other transmitters, and I'm not sure that all of our listeners realize that WEKU is actually much more than just one single radio station. I think nine altogether?
Nine stations.
Tell us a little bit more about that kind of network that we have.
Well, there are 4 full power stations. They are located, one is here in between Richmond and Lexington. One is located in Hazard. Another full power station located in Corbin. And then another full power station located in Pineville in eastern Kentucky. And then we've got five smaller stations kind of sprinkled throughout central and eastern Kentucky to essentially cover most of central and most of eastern Kentucky and then some of the adjoining states. And if listeners are curious about the coverage area, they want to see it, they can go to our website, weku.fm, click on the About tab, and you can see the new map that's been updated that shows our full coverage area.
Now, one of the things that you've done since you arrived here that was really exciting for me, and I know for the whole staff, and I hope for our listeners as well, is that you've added to that menu of listening options an app.
That's right. That's a digital app. And what we're finding out is more and more listeners are tuning into the broadcast away from radios. And some people may not believe that, but that's where the trend is going. And people are listening on their phones. They're listening on their iPads. They're listening on home systems that can listen on the internet. They've got Alexa speakers, smart speakers. They're listening in other ways. But the app is something that we invested in so that people could download it to their phone or tablet. And it could be sort of this one-stop shop for listening. It's really technologically advanced, Tom. It's got a sleep timer on it. So it's like an alarm clock. You could wake up to WEKU. You could fall asleep to the station. You can make a donation from that page. You can also look at all the news that's created from the news staff and scroll over and see pictures and read stories. It's somewhat intuitive, and we believe it's the future of broadcasting, going beyond just people listening to the content, but engaging listeners more, giving them more things to read, more things to share, for example, in social media on Facebook or other social media channels. So our goal is to engage with our listeners more and provide more local content. In the app, it's free. It can be downloaded for Apple iPhones, for Android devices too. And you just go to Google Play or the Apple App Store and you download it and start using it.
Speaking of goals, I'd like to touch on a couple of others that have come up in our weekly staff meetings that you've mentioned. And one of them is a renewed commitment to telling the story of Eastern Kentucky.
I think that's very important because, we're part of Eastern Kentucky University, and the mission of the university is really to serve the eastern part of the state. Eastern Kentucky University happens to be based in central Kentucky, but the mission is to really serve the eastern part of the state. We want to dovetail that mission and increase the content and engage more with Eastern Kentucky in the Appalachian region there, because we feel there are so many good stories to tell and nobody's doing it. And we think there's an opportunity for us to step in and lead the way. Don't get me wrong, Central Kentucky, Lexington is important. But we think there's just a big opportunity to tell these stories, similar to what you hear on this program, in the many interviews that you do, Tom, and in the news stories that Stu Johnson and others at the station do. So there's just a big opportunity for us to step up, and that's sort of our strategic direction, is to do more of that.
And another goal that's kind of in service to that is the hope to add more reporters and produce more local content important to Kentucky, like this program, for example.
Most stations are shrinking. They're not growing. And it's even though it's a good economic time, generally speaking, in the country, radio stations are not adding staff. They're essentially doing more with less. Our goal, we want to add staff and create more content. It'd be great to have 4, 5, 6 reporters and then dedicate some of those reporters to specific beats like arts and culture, or have a reporter dedicated to Appalachia. Right now, Mary Meehan is dedicated to health reporting, and the Ohio Valley Resource is something that we bought into as a partnership with other stations to bring content that's important to listeners in Eastern and Central Kentucky, such as the opioid crisis, education, health issues that are important. So we have an ambitious plan to sort of super serve our community, Central and Eastern Kentucky, and we're just getting that started.
This program, Eastern Standard, is kind of an experiment. It's evolved over the past year. We've been tweaking the format to bring it around to more of a magazine approach. I can tell you from personal experience, it takes an awful lot of resources and a lot of time to pull this together. I'm close to the forest here, so it's probably not my place to talk about it, but I wonder if you could explain to our listeners what does go on in putting together a program like this.
When I first started learning about radio, we were cutting tape back then. We didn't have digital audio, and the conversion rate for how much time you spent on a story was 1 hour for every broadcast minute. So you can just imagine the amount of time that was put in. It's not quite that much today, but I will tell you that the amount of time that goes into this program is hours and hours and hours every week. And, Tom works very hard on this show and everybody who puts it together. And just to be frank, most public radio stations don't do an hour-long magazine because of the amount of time, money, and energy and resources it takes. They just don't do it. And it's something that's very special and unique to this community. So we're committed to continuing this broadcast, continuing Eastern Standard. But our goal is to make it better. Our goal is to connect more with listeners, get ideas, include listeners in the conversation and continue to put forth a program that people talk about on a regular basis that helps them understand issues that are important to them.
And I also want to give a shout out to my partner in crime and putting the show together, Neil Kesterson, who is our audio editor and my ears. He catches things as we go along, and he's responsible for putting together the great music that you hear during the breaks and so forth. So a big shout out to Neil. We also have a lot of content partners involved in this program that come to the table and bring us the information that you hear, like the Ohio Valley Resources you mentioned, Kentucky Humanities, the Kentucky Historical Society just stepped up, the EKU Chautauqua Lecture Series, the Transylvania University Creative Intelligence Lecture Series and their speakers, the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting, the Lexington Herald Leader and their reporters, the Richmond Register and Undermain talking about the arts and culture in the region. And we're developing new relationships with many of the nonprofit organizations that are working very hard to bring new prosperity to Appalachian Kentucky. And you're going to hear a lot of that reflected in programs going forward. Mike, maybe you can talk to us for just a minute about why it's important for listeners to help us move in that direction.
Tom, I think it's about participation and listening to this content, sharing it, educating yourself. It's not enough. Participating by being a funder, making a contribution to WEKU so we can invest in Eastern Standard, make this better, increase the content, do more, hire more reporters. It takes a lot to produce a program like this. So listeners can take an active role. Anybody can just listen to a show, but stepping up and saying that you support Eastern Standard, you support stations like WEKU makes a big difference. It allows us to do more.
Well, and you know, you mentioned the many hours that it takes to put together a program like this, and it's as much about being part of it. I think people, me included, like to belong to something. We like to feel that we're contributing to something, and I know that Neil and I do, certainly, in putting together this program.
I think it's it goes to Tom being connected to the community, and public radio does such a great job of that. This show takes it to a whole new level. The time and energy and resources that are put in to really dig deep and go beyond sort of the topical water cooler discussions that you may hear and dive deep into a subject that is important that you're not going to find perhaps in the newspaper, you're not going to find on a commercial radio or TV station. That's what makes public radio and Eastern Standard special. So I'm proud to be associated with this program.
Well, we'll have a little bit more of Eastern Standard coming up. And if you'd like to get a better idea of what this program is all about, you can go to our website, esweku.com, and all of our programs are there. And there are some other goodies there, too, that you might want to take a look at. Mike Savage, he wears two hats as general manager of WEKU and executive producer of Eastern Standard. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Tom.
Coming up after the break, Kentucky's Open Records Law and the Freedom of Information Act. Some insights from Kentucky Journalism Hall of Famer Al Cross.
Every citizen ought to be aware that they have a law at the state level and a law at the federal level that lets them have access to records that will reveal things that they wouldn't have had any idea they could have access to.
And later in the hour, we'll fill you in on what they'll be talking about at the 32nd Annual East Kentucky Leadership Conference in Benham and Cumberland. I'm Tom Martin, and you're listening to Eastern Standard on WEKU.
Eastern Standard is made possible by One, the Alltech Ideas Conference, a global nexus of innovation for the future of food and the farm. Attendees are future thinkers who view technology as a transformative opportunity for their businesses and lives. They share a belief in the boundless power of just one idea to change everything. The 35th Annual Conference, 119, is May 19th through 21st, 2019, in Lexington. Learn more at one.alltech.com.
Major support for Eastern Standard on WEKU is provided by the law firm Hicks & Funson. Kentucky lawyers Josh Hicks, Greg Funson, and Shannon Church provide legal advice and representation in the areas of personal injury, catastrophic accident, and immigration law. Learn more at hfkylawyers.com. Now, back to Eastern Standard with Tom Martin.